This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. In December of 1606, a group of settlers sailed from London to plant seeds in the New World, more specifically on Jamestown Island in Virginia. Today, Jamestown is known for being the first English settlement in the colonies and a fiercely Protestant one. But recently, some seemingly Catholic relics were found buried with one of Jamestown's prominent leaders, Captain Gabriel Archer. The discovery is a shock for historians who may have discovered proof of an underground community of Catholics who pretended to be Protestants in early America. Dr. James Horn is president and chief officer at the Jamestown Rediscovery Foundation. Dr. Horn, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Good to be here.
Remind us of some of the background on Jamestown's first settlers.
Well, the first expedition, all male, about 104 men and boys, landed on Jamestown Island in May of 1607. And they were really a beachhead to establish a settlement that was intended to grow and intended to bring profit to the private company, the Virginia Company of London, that sponsored it. So it was both a effort to create a English presence in the New World, establish an English empire, if you like, in North America, and also an attempt to reap profits from the New World.
Who were they religiously? This was not yet the Puritans, were they?
Some Puritans did follow, but for the most part there, we would call them Anglican Church of England. So one key aspect of founding the settlement was founding also the Church of England in America.
So were there Catholics there?
Well, we have previously discovered some evidence of a Catholic presence, but didn't really pay too much attention to it. We found some crucifixes, rosary beads, lockets, and other materials that we judged were Catholic origins. But we really kind of considered those in terms of some of the captives that were held at Jamestown from time to time in the early years. Two Spanish men were captured. A French Jesuit priest was captured, and they were prisoners at Jamestown. So we thought maybe those objects were related to those men. We didn't anticipate that one of the leading figures of early Jamestown might also be a Catholic.
Well, that's really the historic bombshell here when you and your team discovered the graves of four men, four very prominent Jamestown leaders. Well, first, were you looking for these graves in particular?
No, actually, we were looking for the church, and we discovered that 5 years ago in 2010. And this, just to underline it once more, this is the first English church in America, and therefore certainly the first Church of England structure in America. And in looking at the east end of the church, saw the four burials in a row. So that indicated to us that this was very likely the chancel, and if that were the case, then we assumed they would all be prominent. But of course, there were no indications of who they were. They'd been forgotten for 400 years, and so the next task was to do research, sufficient research to identify them.
Who were they, the four?
Well, we have the first Anglican minister, the Reverend Robert Hunt. We have the first English knight buried in America, Sir Ferdinando Wayneman, another military man who was related to Lord Delaware. His name was Captain William West. And finally, we have one of the most prominent leaders of early Jamestown, Captain Gabriel Archer.
So the relics that were buried with Captain Gabriel Archer's body on the site of this first church built at Jamestown, what were the relics?
Well, there are two artifacts, and very rare to find artifact in a grave. And usually, if you do find them, indicates that the person is very high status. We found a segment, a portion of what's called a captain's leading staff. This is kind of like a spear, and it was a symbol of rank. It was used by captains to rally the troops. And so that indicated that we had someone who was of that rank, a captain. But the real surprise, without any question, was the discovery of a small silver box, which was placed on top of the coffin, not inside it, and it was deliberately placed there. It was very clearly, carefully arranged on top of the coffin near the feet of Gabriel Archer, and very clearly also was put there at the time of the burial. So one obvious question is, who put it there? We could not open it, and we still can't open this little box. The box itself is hexagonal in shape. It's silver alloy. There's copper in it. It's not English. We know that because it doesn't have a hallmark. So it was made in continental Europe, but we don't know when it was made, and we don't know where it was made.
But you do know what's inside. You've taken some, what, sort of X-ray photograph?
Yeah, we had to figure out a way of seeing inside the box without opening it. So initially we did X-rays, and we got some intriguing information. We knew there was something in it because you could hear it was hollow. And then we took it for very high-resolution CT scanning and used some of the most up-to-date equipment in the world to do this. And what that revealed was that the box is packed full of bone and that there were two small lead fragments, which were halves, two halves of a small lead container called an ampulla that would have contained holy water, holy oil, or possibly blood. So that gave us the clue that this is a reliquary. We haven't ruled out that it could be Anglican, but all the evidence points to it being a Catholic reliquary and a form of Catholic reliquary that is known as a primary relic, one that would be used in public devotion rather than as a private object.
We're talking with James Horn, an historian who is among those who discovered the graves of four very early, very prominent English settlers on the island of Jamestown off of the coast of Virginia, one of whom was buried with Catholic artifacts in his grave, completely throwing a wrench in our concept of early American history and that settlement at Jamestown. These reliquaries, you see them all over old churches in Europe. You know, they supposedly contain the shards of a bones of a saint or maybe a fragment of cloth from Catherine of Siena's dress or something like this. They hold these important sacred objects. And that is a strictly Catholic thing?
Generally, yeah. And there are other world religions that draw upon the same tradition. And of course, as you say, there is a spiritual power that the object is imbued with. So this is a very precious object to not just to the person who brought it to the New World, but also, I suspect, to a larger community of Catholics who would have been at Jamestown.
It is remarkable, especially because, you know, this wasn't just another citizen. This was a leader. This was one of the formative men of the settlement at Jamestown. And now, at the time, did settlers or members of the Church of England have the same kind of hostility against the Catholics that maybe Puritan colonists in New England did?
It certainly would be the case that none of the leaders could profess Catholicism. That would rule you out straight away. And if you weren't attending church because of your Catholic beliefs, then you could be fined or even put in jail. And anyone that was preaching Catholicism, that could be a death penalty. So there certainly were very strict rules and regulations for Catholics. On a parish level in England, there might have been more of a turning a blind eye, as long as there was no attempt to undermine the authority of the official state church or to undermine the authority of the magistrates or rulers. And particularly, of course, the monarch. Bear in mind also that we're talking here about Jamestown in 1608-1609. That's only a few years after the gunpowder plot in London, where an attempt was made by Catholics to blow up the Houses of Parliament and King James in it. So there is a good deal of fear of Catholics. And when you combine that with the fear of Catholic invasion or the Spanish trying to invade England, you can see that this discovery plays into a much, much bigger picture of Protestants versus Catholics in Europe.
What are some of the theories that you and your colleagues and historians have come up with about the presence of this Catholic iconography in the grave of a prominent Protestant leader?
We think that Gabriel Archer might well have been a secret Catholic, and more than that, it's even possible he was a Catholic priest, and that he was the leader of a secret cell of Catholics at Jamestown, possibly with the intention of undermining the colony from within.
Wow, so that's really something.
So that's certainly one line of investigation we're pursuing. We've got a lot more research to do, but that ultimately is the way we're thinking about this.
Wow, that is a huge discovery. And the start of American Catholicism, supposedly in the U.S., began much later, closer to the 19th century with the influx of Irish and German immigrants. But this just changes our whole concept of early American settlements.
Well, I think it means, first of all, that to understand early American history, it's necessary to have an understanding of what was going on in Europe. Spain is the superpower of the day, Catholic Spain. And these wars that took place throughout this period, 16th and 17th century, between the Catholics and the Protestants, spill over to America. So the British colonies in America are drawn into that conflict, whether they liked it or not. And that, as we've discovered now here at Jamestown, begins at the very start of English colonization.
Well, it is just fascinating. Please keep us posted, Dr. Horn, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
James Horn, he's president of the Jamestown Rediscovery Foundation, and you can learn much more about the foundation and the recent discovery of these mysterious artifacts at our website. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.